Welcome into the Landry Football Podcast Network as we give you another edition of Scout En Route as we take a look at the Cleveland Browns and the Los Angeles Chargers. This game is going to be played in First Energy Stadium in Cleveland. It's going to be an interesting matchup, but I tell you, the Scout En Route is presented by Preciser. Preciser is a visualized analysis and prediction platform to help sports bettors and fantasy sports players cut down the time for research and quickly make informed projections. You can check them out at Preciser.io for NFL, NBA, and MLB picks, with more sports and features rolling out very soon. It is an intriguing matchup because the Browns are in danger of working their way out of any hopes of the playoffs before Deshaun Watson returns in week 13. The Chargers are in danger of working their way out of the division race with all of their injuries. Can you stop Nick Chubb if you're the Charger defense? It's a fair question. The running back is really doing a good job. Jamaal Charles is the highest career yards per carry with a 750 minimum. He's been outstanding. He is a power back and quietly one of the top two or three backs in the league, and this year playing very well. The Browns are giving up too many points given their limitations in the passing game. And the opposing Chargers can score in buckets if they're healthy enough. And they're getting a little bit healthier. So it's going to need to be a really flawless effort by the Browns. They're going to have to control this game, make it a line of scrimmage game. We'll see what the Chargers are able to do on their side in terms of getting out to an early lead. That's going to be the key to the game. How is it going to play out? Oh, I got it for you at LandryFootball.com. We go into more film room breakdowns there to give you a better feel for how this game may play out. So make sure that you check it out at LandryFootball.com. Take advantage of our football season sale today. It's the best deal we got going. And now, as we head to the route to victory with our Vegas insider, let's first look at the Preciser pick for this Chargers and Browns game. Preciser has the Chargers at 66.4% over the Browns to win this game. Those percentages are subject to change throughout the next few days, however, leading up to the game. And make sure you keep checking them out at Preciser.io and all their social media at Preciser Fantasy. All their links will be in the podcast description. Their mission is to bring both casual and seasoned fans together to access data that has been carefully researched to make the best decisions possible. Sports data can be complicated, and breaking down the game into analytics can be difficult, and that is where Preciser comes in. Their goal is to ensure that no sports fan is excluded, and all data and features from their platform will allow any type of user to access this data with ease and advance their knowledge of sports. Preciser has, again, the Chargers at 66.4% over the Browns. Up to this point in the season, Preciser has predicted the right winner, 62.5% success rate, and you can continue to check their numbers at Preciser.io.
I'm Thomas Viola, and this is your route to victory for the Week 5 matchup between the Los Angeles Chargers and the Cleveland Browns, presented by Preciser. The Chargers head to Cleveland to take on the Browns in a battle of 2-2 teams, and both units may be without their marquee defensive player in this contest. The Chargers are laying 3 on the road, but will be without Joey Bosa, who remains out with a groin injury. Fortunately for LA, they still have the services of Khalil Mack, who may not be the dominant force he once was in this league, but he is still capable of getting to the quarterback. The Browns are still determining if Myles Garrett will be able to play in this one after injuries suffered in a single car crash last week kept him out of their 23-20 loss to the Falcons. Injuries have played a big part in the early season struggles for the Chargers, but Justin Herbert appears to be recovered from fractured rib cartilage that clearly affected the quarterback's play in the team's blowout loss to the Jaguars in Week 3. And he looked okay as they went into Houston and dismantled the Texans 34-24 this past week. The Browns have been very up and down so far this season, losing to the Jets in a completely avoidable heartbreaker in Week 2, before besting the Steelers in Week 3, and then losing in Atlanta last weekend. While this team has been a bit of a roller coaster, their Jacoby Brissett-led offense has been quietly moving the ball effectively. They're 6th in offensive DVOA and 3rd in rushing DVOA, which makes sense given their propensity to lean on all-star running backs Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. The ground game is key for the Browns, and they'll continue to use it to attack a Chargers defense that's vulnerable against the run, clocking in at 18th in the league in rushing DVOA compared to 11th in passing. But this Chargers offense is no slouch either. Specifically, they're 11th in passing DVOA, but they've also finally managed to establish the running game last weekend against Houston, with Austin Eckler finding the end zone twice on 13 carries. Cleveland's defense actually ranks one spot lower than the Texans in rush DVOA, and the Chargers will most likely look to continue feeding Eckler after a slow start to the season. Ultimately, I'm hesitant to lay the points on the road with anyone, and while the Chargers are a better team than Cleveland, four spots better in the Massey Peabody rankings to be exact, I'm hesitant to trust them if this line gets above three. Below it, I can still bet on this team, but I think both sides will come out with run-heavy game scripts focused on protecting the football, and the total of 47.5 in this one feels just too high for me in a run-based game. I'll take the Chargers up to three, but under 47.5 is my route to victory. For more routes, be sure to check out the Sports Betting Stack wherever you get your podcasts.